Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. Good morning, everyone, and happy Valentine's weekend. Woohoo! It's going to be Valentine's Day, and you see all those ads, those jewelry ads. Oh, my God, if I ever see another Kay or JCPenney ads about jewelry and hearts and candy and all that good stuff, I'm just going to say, what the heck is going on? But 'tis the season, as they say, for Valentine's Day, where you show your love the one day of the whole year how much you really love them. Really, I think that you should show your love every single day, not just once a day. Anyway, they do hype it up, that's for sure. It's like Christmas for lovers. Anyway, I do want to say thank you so very much for the South Attleboro Lions Club last night. The women put on this fantastic show. The Villaneers, the Reminiscence were there. I seen Dominic and Carol were there, and Walter Thibodeau were there. A lot of people from the area were there. And Benny, thank you so very much for the tickets and everything. It was a really great fundraising event. Great people, great food. And it was funny because I'm sitting there with Dominic and Carol, and out of the blue, people were coming up to, like, talk to me, dance with me. The singers were coming over and singing to me. Even Portia came over and was, like, singing to me. And I said to Dominic, did you pay them to come over? Is there a sign on my back? I never blushed so much. It was just really sweet and cute. And then we all at our table were singing the songs of the oldies, which was great. And I could still remember most of the lyrics, which is amazing. Anyway, the South Attleboro Women's Club were just so phenomenal. They put on a fantastic time, and the next time I will see them is probably when they have their other events, and I told them to please call us and let Dominic and Paul and myself know that you're having something in the area, and that's what we do. We want to promote each and every community event that's coming up and into our area, too. And there are a lot of them. There are a couple of them that are coming up very, very soon. As you know, last week we had George Leonard on and Jack Sadell, and they were talking about On Common Ground and their fundraising event at the end of the month, and we'll get into that in a little bit. They're going to have their event on Friday the 24th at 7 p.m. at the Bristol Lodge, South Washington Street in North Attleboro. And George is going to be the MC, and they've got a lot of live bands and comedians, and it's just going to be a really great fundraising event. And also, too, there's many things coming up, but this is Valentine's weekend, and I just wanted to bring in some love and talk to you about, do you know the origin of, you know, where Valentine's Day's history? Well, it says, is a Roman holiday, pardon the pun. But it really was invented there. And, it was just a celebration. And then it just took off with St. Valentine's, the early pope. He intended to honor, everyone in the Catholic Church. And it's pretty interesting that Valentine's Day was actually created by, it has Roman roots. And now today it's so commercialized, it's just really unbelievable. And with the traditional holiday cards, there are millions and millions and millions sold. But I say, in the past, I've received many Valentine cards, as I'm sure you all have. But the most wonderful, thought-provoking ones are the ones that are, you know, homemade. And it doesn't cost you anything but a piece of paper and your creative verses. So it's all meaningful and everything, and it's just a really wonderful special time, but don't put so much pressure, especially if you're single. And and I'll get into that in a little bit. But I want to talk to you about are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Are you tired of online dating only to discover a Tom Cruise lookalike? You know, where you go to meet him in person and they really look unhealthy Carnival Cruise Lounge Lizard instead. Or a woman who posts her photo online and you meet them in person, and it's, she posts a picture of Meg Ryan and it looks, she looks totally different. You know, it's just all these dating mishaps and dating online gives comedians plenty of comedy material for decades. And I too, you know, am one of them. I can collect, I have so much comedy material, I swear to God, I should be auditioning for the Comedy Connection, because I've seen it all where people have posted pictures of what they are supposed to look like, or you want them to think they look like, but then in real life. And I say to them, why do you do that? And the reason is, they say, well, you know, I figured if you just meet me and we, you know, we get a chance to talk. I said, but yeah, but you're not creating your true self. You're not presenting your true self. So It just really, really is crazy. I mean, you get found out very, very easily, and I'm so tired of it. It's just really unbelievable. Anyway, but you know, what does it take to really find the one? And many folks that I surveyed at work and online met their significant others in many different scenarios. Like friends, you know, fixing them up with coworkers, or online dating that actually worked. And I know 8 people that have gone on certain dating sites and have actually met their significant others. Going to church and staying after for coffee and conversation. Facebook acquaintances from long ago rekindle their love after 20 years, or just reaching out to a classmate or a friend that you had known in the past. Going to a fundraising event, or just happened to start up a conversation. Meeting at a sporting event, hiking club, biking club, or even at a grocery store, as cheesy as that might sound. And believe it or not, at a wedding or a marathon race. So, you know, those are just some of the things that I'm an observer of life and people, and those are some of the things that I've discovered. But you know what came into my mailbox? We had hired a company, a car service, and they had sent me, and now I'm on their list. So then they said, here's a few ideas to come up with. don't do this, though. See what a his or her horoscope is for the day and do something silly around that theme. When a guy ever asks me what my sign is, you know what I say? And I'm not kidding, Mike. I say, stop. And they go, what? And I said, stop sign. That's my sign. I said, that is such a cheesy thing to ask a woman. So anyway, that's my solid answer. And I had recently said that to somebody I met too. It's just like, what are you? Are you serious? And then they start going through all the other signs, and I'm going, you know, my sign is, you really want to know what my sign is? And they go, yes. I said, sign of disgust right now. Goodbye. Anyway, so here's something. Now, guys, would you actually attach a $50 bill to a lingerie store ad or catalog, and with a note that says you choose? First of all, $50 in a lingerie store will not get you anything these days. I don't know, and I'm not talking about the usual stores or anything, but Victoria's Secret, you got to go outside that. There are many beautiful lingerie stores that people participate and buy. And I know when I was over in France, I walked into a couple of places, and I was very fortunate enough to have some beautiful, tasteful things done, very unique, that you can't find in the United States, but they were over $100, and I splurged, I did. And I don't know why I said that. But anyway, $50 will not get you what you want. So, but here's something that will. Get her a gift certificate to the following. A massage, a day at a spa. Oh my God, that would be so awesome. You know, they can use the gift certificate for a manicure, pedicure, massage, facial. Now see, that makes sense. So I think that's really those are some of the key things that that you can do. And that's from one of the car services that sent me that. What's coming up next? Let's see here. Well, where do you find people if you're dating and you're in the scene and you don't like to go to bars? Well, where do you find that special someone? Well, it could be a lot of places, but I have a couple of them. And then I want to go through the lottery, and Jim Corbin's going to be calling in at 7:35. Thank God. And give us a weather update and see if we have, Mike is laughing. See, I'm not even on stage, Mike, and I just find this so amusing, being single.
It's very entertaining.
Well, thank you. But it's true.
You know why I'm laughing? It's because I recall when I was single, I went through a lot of that stuff. I could write a book, too.
I mean, they're saying, like, you know, if you're over the bar scene, where do you meet people? And it's like, I have no trouble meeting people. I don't, because it's like, I do go to some of these things. It's like, you know, to an art show. Gallery Z up on the hill has a Thursday night, once a month, they have a fantastic reception. And you meet people from all over. And I recently connected with one of my teachers at Rhode Island College because he was doing an exhibition there. And then two other teachers that were at Rhode Island College, like, they came over, and it was just so amazing to have this wonderful reunion, so to speak. So you never know who you're going to run into at a museum or a gallery.
Did you ever do a newspaper ad? I don't think they do
those.
I don't think they do those anymore, but they used to.
Oh, my God. I remember those. Yeah.
What about 8-minute speed dating?
Yeah, but it turned into a nightmare. Yeah, it does. Because, you know, people are don't even go there.
They're not true.
No. I mean, they have an agenda. I think the women are sincere enough to try to meet people, and the guys in there, it's like fish, and you're pouring food into the tank, and they're really starving for whatever. But women are more sincere, I think, in trying to find someone. But I just say let it happen naturally. You know, you can't force it. But this is funny because if you're – all right, some of the things that they were saying, go to yoga, forget it. A book club, possibly. Rock climbing at a gym, you'll never see me do that. Improv class. Now, that might be fun. How about going to a sporting event and talking to people when you're in line? I've had men talk to me in line. I've had people talk to me on a grocery line, but nothing ever came of it. It was just a short scenario of, hi, how you doing, blah, 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 and that's it. Anyway, I just think that the best... I'm not even going to read this because I already...
What about the best, worst pickup lines you ever had?
Well...
Well, I like the stop
Some
sign
them,
thing. I like that one.
Well, no, I mean, that's the thing. And it's like, what are you, stuck in the 70s? Holy jeepus. Or 80s? Oh, my God. What's your sign? Give me a break. So, yeah, so I come back sassy, and that's who I am. Some of the lines I can't say because the FCC would really come
off.
Down on me. Yeah, so I can't say that. But, I mean, you know, just the regular stuff. But I think that... when you're dating somebody or you're getting to know somebody, I go into interview mode because I really am trying to find out about this particular person. So you go through the list of, you know, where you grew up, you know, how many kids, how long you've been married or whatever. And then you just get a sense of somebody's, if they're positive or negative, if they have a great sense of humor or not. Shall I really divulge a lot of this to you guys? I don't know if I should or not, but my last day that I went on, and I did meet on Match.com, and I met this person at a restaurant, and he recommended a particular restaurant at a particular time, and I said, okay. So I'm there, and he said that he was like 5'11", and I like tall men, and he walks in, and he was 5'7", and I said, oh, okay. So we sat down and we started talking and everything, and he kept looking over my right shoulder, and I'm thinking, what the heck? So after a while, I looked over my right shoulder, and there was a woman sitting there talking to a guy. So appetizers came, and I've been on blind dates before, so I told the waitress ahead of time, if this goes sour, I'll just give you a signal so you can come over and drop off the check. So he proceeded. I said to him, excuse me, but do you know that woman? And I swear to God, this is what he said. He said, yes. He said, that's my ex-girlfriend, and she's on a date with a new guy. So I signaled the waitress.
Check,
and she came over, and I said, check, please. And he says, what's going on? I said, how dare you? You know, and I read him the riot act, and I said, and I walked out on him, but it was just so ridiculous. And I was frustrated, and I had just went, psh, I'm done. This is ridiculous. So I stepped away from the dating scene for a while, and I like it just fine because I find more love and affection and true, authenticity. Yeah, in my grandchildren and my sons and my daughter. So, c'est la vie. That's my latest.
Well, I met Sue at the Upper Room Coffee House.
Yeah, you was. I was just going to ask you, and how did people meet? And
And we were friends for a very long time at first, and then we started hanging out together, and then we became more than friends.
Nice.
And then we got engaged. So it was a, you know, it was just a way I met her was a way that I would never have normally met.
Right. And I just figured, you know, I'm out there, I'm doing things. I'm doing things that I love to do. I'm doing things that I enjoy. And one of the things is helping out in the community by going to fundraising events, to contributing my time to different events, because I truly enjoy people, and if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it's all good. Anyway, okay, that's our spiel. When we come back on the flip side, I've got many more things that are happening, plus the lottery. So you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Good morning. Have a first cup of coffee on us, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Joyful Paintings, The Art of Bob Ross by Nicole Bonneau will be on view from February 15th through 23rd at the Attleboro Arts Museum. Nicole Bonneau has challenged herself to recreate the 403 canvases that artist Bob Ross brought to life during his PBS show, The Joy of Painting. Joyful Paintings is a pop-up exhibit of 30 of Bonneau's Bob Ross-inspired paintings. There will be an opening reception for this exhibit on Friday, February 17th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. The reception is free and open to all. Reservations are requested but not required. To reserve a spot, email office@attleboroartsmuseum.org.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Amigo Incorporated, located at 33 Perry Avenue in Attleboro, is the result of one family's journey to find answers for their autistic child. Founded by a small group of parents in 1971, Amigo has grown to include more than 30 residential homes, a fully accredited school, and applied behavioral analysis in homes, schools, and daycares. Amigo touches the lives of over 300 families in Massachusetts, offering services and programs for both children and adults with autism spectrum disorders and other developmental disabilities. For more information, please visit their website at www.amigoinc.org.
No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring.
Hi there. Okay, I just called to say I love you. Our number here is 508-222-1320 if you'd like to come on and say hello. Our number here again, 508-222-1320. I understand we have a little broadcasting problem here that we're going to try to resolve, so bear with us. The lottery numbers, Mass Daily number is 7769. Rhode Island Daily number is 4339. Mass Cash, 7, 10, 22, 23, 34. Mega Millions, 32. 39, 51, 62, 75. The Megaplier is 5. And the Mega Ball is 14. Again, great night at the Elks last night. Honest to God, that was so much fun. Dominic Carroll, you guys are so funny. And Walter, oh my God, we had so much fun. We really, really did. It was great. And that's what I love the people in the city of Attleboro and North Attleboro. We just come together for a great cause. And speaking of a great cause, the Lucky the Leprechaun and the South Attleboro Village Lions invite you to attend the 7th annual St. Patrick's Day dinner dance. Yes, we're talking about that. Saturday, March 11th at the Elks Hall on Bullfinch Street in North Attleboro from 6 to 10 p.m. Enjoy corned beef, cabbage, dinner, entertainment by the Villaniers again, and the O'Shea Chaplin Irish Step Dancers. Tickets are only $25. There are no tickets sold at the door. And you have to buy your tickets by March 5th. Contact Pat at 508-761-7709, and all proceeds benefit the Village Lions Charities. That is such a great event. And also, too, don't forget Attleboro's Winter Night Festival in downtown Attleboro is Saturday, February 25th, 5 p.m. to 9. Oh, my God, look at all these wonderful things. They have hay rides, jewelry, hot beverages, food court. They've got live music, arts and crafts. Oh, my goodness. And they even have a raffle. And a bonfire. And the best thing is you bring the kids down and everything because it is a free event. And it really, really is a lot of fun. Listen, just for your information, if you live in the city of Attleboro, the parking ban is still in effect until March 31st. That means don't park on the street from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. or else you'll get a ticket. So make sure that you get your car off the street. And I actually had to text my next-door neighbor because I came in a little bit after 11 and her car was on the street, and I had to text her to say, make sure you get it off the street. And then 10 minutes later, she moved it into the driveway. So have you survived that storm? I understand from Jim Corbin, and we will find out when he calls in later, about the upcoming storms again. And then again and again. I mean, I have to say, I bought a new coat and I hadn't had a chance to wear it until yesterday. So I'm looking forward to wearing it in the snow, only because it's nice, toasty, warm. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine LaRoche. Good morning. Our number here is 508-222-1320. So anyway, so what else is in the area and that's coming up? I'm getting away from the single stuff. It's just too darn depressing. Oh, my God. Anyway, you know, remember that guy that was on the, I think it was America's Got Talent, the magician, Matt Franco. Well, you know what? He actually won in 2014, and he grew up in Johnson, Rhode Island. He's a URI graduate with a degree in marketing and communications, and he's coming back. He's going to be performing tonight at 7 p.m. at the Ryan Center in Kingston, and tickets are $20. So, yeah, if you want to see a great magician, I mean, he is just really fabulous, and he has a show out in Vegas. Imagine that. A kid from Johnston goes to URI. He sees all the shows at the Ryan Center, you know, as a student, and then oh, my God, he's just, and then he goes on, he develops this magician, this magical talent, and then he goes on stage and he national exposure and he actually wins the competition and he has a contract and he's out in Vegas now and he's working out there. That is just so mind-blowing. It really, really is. There are a couple of interesting and out-of-the-way things that I like to do besides reading all the things that are happening in the community. How about wedding gowns on display? Yeah, I know it's Valentine's Day next week, but this place here is really unique. And here it is. It says, Love is in the Air at Cloud Hill Victorian Mansion Museum in Warwick, where wedding gowns from the 1840s to 1990s will be on display from 1 to 4 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. And the house was built as a gift to Elizabeth Slater on her marriage to Alfred Reed Jr., and it contains many different artifacts dating back to the 1870s. It's located on Post Road in Warwick. And if you go, the admission is only $12. But if you have a friend, it's $20 for two. This place here is very, very unique. And I'm going to go, not to see the wedding gowns, but another time, because I believe they have brunch, too, and I love Sunday brunches. I just do. And one of the best ones I've ever been to is the Chapel Grill, and there are many more other restaurants in the area that offer brunch, but this place here has like over 40 items, and it's so good. If you're looking for some indoor activity that you can bring the kids to, the Providence Flea Market returns from 10 to 4 on Sunday, and they moved it inside to the Hope High School. There's a new lineup of 50 or more vendors, and they have food trucks outside. There's many different gifts that you can buy for Valentine's Day, vintage items, and they say small batch foods, including authentic German baked goods. The high school is located on Hope Street in Providence. And yeah, check it out tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 if you're not doing anything. I know football season is over. Are you going through the withdrawal like I am? I finally washed my New England Patriots shirt, Mike. I mean, I did, because I wasn't washing it until after they won. And it was like, it was so hard to watch that game. Oh my God, it was so hard. And then
did you go to sleep in the middle of it?
No, I didn't. I was on adrenaline. I was screaming so much, I lost my voice for a day. It was like, come on, let's go, you know. But
some men don't shave through the entire football season. They only shave when it's over.
Right. Everybody has their own isms.
Yeah, and their own little thing.
Right, and mine is like when they do the playoffs and through the Super Bowl, I won't wash the shirt. Of course, I don't wear the shirt every day, guys, so don't get that impression. Just a couple of days without it. But I was just so unbelievably blown away by the game and the performance in the second half. Wouldn't you like to have been like a fly on the wall in the locker room at halftime in the Super Bowl?
I think
and hear that.
They did that on purpose. I think that was all part of the strategy to tire out the Atlanta Falcons, get them all tied, make them think they're going to win, and then just last minute pounce on them.
I don't think that was a game plan.
It just seemed that way.
I don't know what happened. Was Brady was getting sacked so many times, like a sack of potatoes. Nobody was really helping him. Nobody was like blocking, and he wasn't able to get the ball to the right people at the right time, is my opinion. And I mean, Paul Healy would know better than I do, because I'm just a woman watching football that I really enjoy. But I'm going through football withdrawal. I really am. I can't wait till next year.
I know what you can do, Elaine. You can go on YouTube somewhere. They may have the whole entire game, and you can replay the whole thing tomorrow.
I have better things to do tomorrow than listen to
watch. I'm trying to help you out here.
maybe in March, you know, when it's the darkest of the dark and the days are, and it's so cold in March, maybe, I don't know. But we have we have like 7 students from Sweden working at my office, and they had a ball. They went up to Boston. They were in the thick of things. The Providence Dunk Center had the rally at 4 p.m. And it was raining. It was really a tough day to get out of work, but they did really, really well, and they had a great time. And also, I just realized that we have to take another break, correct?
Wow, yes.
I know. We're talking, and it's going.
Time flies here.
When you're having fun. Oh, yeah. Anyway, good morning. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. My name is Elaine the Roach. We're going to take a quick break, and on the flip side, Jim Corbin will be calling in with our weather forecast. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Girl, I love you all the time.
Well, you know what they say, when it's live radio, anything can happen, and our commercials didn't load, but that's okay. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320.
508-222-1320. You gotta do it like Paul Healy. 222.
You know, we were talking about Paul last night. Dominic and I and Kara were singing all these oldies songs, and and he says, Hugh, like, I love Hugh, yeah. So we're singing songs, and oh my God, it was so funny. So we're all saying, well, who is Hugh, you know? And oh my God, we were having so much fun. It was just so awesome.
I miss being able to listen to Paul Healy.
Oh.
I used to listen to his show every single day.
Oh my God, he is hysterically
funny.
He was
so funny. Oh, he still is.
He still is, yes.
I'm sure he's done a lot of crazy, funnier things since then. But
I'm sure. Once in a while when I do an errand for work, I'll call in just to say hi and check in. And he always asks me what kind of shoes I'm wearing because I have I have over 80 pairs of shoes. And last night, yes, Paul, if you're listening, I did wear black stiletto heels, 4 inches.
I don't know how women can walk around in those.
Very slowly.
Must be painful.
No, it isn't really.
I bet it must be even hotter to walk around in those on ice.
Yeah. Well, you got to go even slower than that. But luckily, the Elks was well sanded, which is great. Hey, listen, if you're looking for something to do, the Downtown Associate of North Attleboro, Dana, 21st Annual Chocolate Lover's Stroll, is on today from noon to 2 p.m. Now, what is that? Okay, well, the downtown will be cleared out, you know, so all the streets and everything and the sidewalks, but local vendors have chocolate treats ranging from Hershey Kisses to handmade chocolates to hot chocolate. And the stroll is sponsored by Dyer Lake Funeral Home. And during the stroll, Representative Betty Poirier will be collecting non-perishable food items. So bring some canned goods, go up to North Attleboro, and the proceeds will go to Lenore's Pantry. There is going to be no more than 250 tickets will be sold, and they may be purchased at the Bristol Lodge on South Washington Street for $5. So starting at 5 o'clock, you just go, and they give you a list of vendors that are out there, and you can have a wonderful chocolate experience today. Isn't that great? And if I wasn't doing something with my sister today, speaking of my sister, she's up here from Florida. And I don't know about you guys, but if you know somebody from Florida, what do? They always brag about the weather. Well, I was so happy to call her on Thursday and say, Diane, hey, how's that 80-degree weather? Now you were in shorts and in a sundress or something. And she laughed. She said, oh, my God, it's so cold up here. I said, you grew up all your life in West Warwick. What are you talking about? It's so cold up here. And she says the same thing my mother used to say. Well, you know, when you live in Florida, your blood thins, and I just think it's so much colder. And I'm going, oh, my God, you're just like Mom. But today I'm having breakfast with her because she's only up here for a couple more weeks. My brother-in-law works in a tax business. He has his own tax business, so he does some of it remotely, but for the most of it, he has to come back from Florida. and so they come up a few weeks, they go back down, then they come up a few weeks, and they wrap up the season. And then she's up here again from May to September, just like my folks used to do. So, but it's always good to see her, and they're doing well. That's the couple that have been married for 51 years. Imagine that. Talk about love.
Wow.
51 years they've been married. Yeah.
They must really love each other.
They do. And you know what it is? It's my brother-in-law makes sure that he always treats her, how do you say? Every day he makes breakfast for her. Every day he brings her coffee in bed. Men, listen up. Those small little gestures of love go and speak volumes. I'm not kidding. So seriously, if you're looking for some special thing to do, make her breakfast or bring her a coffee every day. That speaks volumes. But they do. They have a mutual admiration for each other. They are a team. They've raised 2 sons. They're grandparents and just a phenomenal couple.
The legendary couple. Jim Corbin is on the line.
Jim Corbin, happy Valentine's Day. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thanks, Elaine. Hello, Mike. Boy, I'll tell you, actually, you've been talking about, you know, the love on Valentine's Day. I think Valentine's Day, weather-wise, is going to be the most lovely day we will have for a while, because we have a lot of action to go through over the coming days, as I'm sure you've heard. Have you heard?
Through my daughter a little bit, but I haven't. Yep. I haven't listened in a while. So tell us what's going on this week.
Well, today we had, as I said from yesterday, the frosting on the cake from the big snow the other day, just kind of covering up some of the dirty snowbanks. They didn't get a chance to get too dirty, but anyway, an average of about 2 inches, as expected, across the area. Some 3-inch amounts, especially off to the north. So we have an average now of about 14 inches of snow in the backyard, so certainly not obviously on roadways. But I bring this up because we are now at the peak time most winters of getting the most snow that's usually on the ground, because everything kind of adds up. A couple of statistics, I mentioned this yesterday. A year ago today, our cooperative observer from West Norton, right on the Attleboro line, he had 11 inches of snow on the ground. 8 inches of snow on the ground, 11 inches obviously today, and now 13, 14 with the 2 inches. 2 years ago, guess how much snow was on the ground in East Norton, right on the Attleboro line?
I would say probably 13 inches of snow.
Now, remember what happened 2 years ago, right?
2 feet.
Oh, the...
That's a closer guess, Mike.
Really?
30 inches of snow on the level 2 years ago yesterday.
Really?
And that, of course, that was that onslaught we had, that six-week onslaught that started in late February. Now, this one, not that I'm going to equate it that we're going to have it like we did 2 years ago, but this one starting about 2 weeks later than that, so we probably have a better chance of seeing some melting, but not certainly a lot of melting today. We're going to have temperatures in the mid-30s, a very little sun this weekend. If we get a little sun, it would be this afternoon, a little peekaboo sun, and there'll be just very minor melting of any of the snow out there. Don't expect this snow to go away anytime soon. And in fact, we're going to add more to it tomorrow, especially tomorrow afternoon and night. Now, what's going to happen tonight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies. Temperatures will fall back, but just a little below freezing. Really not that bad this evening. If you have plans, a Saturday evening event going on or out for dinner, just watch out underfoot. But in terms of weather, it should be fine. Now, late tonight, over east coastal areas, over towards Plymouth, Duxbury, late tonight, early tomorrow, there could be a touch of freezing drizzle. Here we go again when we have that incident, those incidents earlier in the week. A lot of spin-outs, 55-car pileup in Wakefield. And much of northern Rhode Island, there were a rash of accidents early in the week due to freezing rain. Well, that could be the case tomorrow afternoon. We'll have a mixed bag starting out in the afternoon. So this evening and away from the East Coast, the greater Attleboro area, the weather's not that bad late this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow morning. But it goes downhill. Another storm center will be evolving. It's going to be a slow-moving, evolving storm. Therefore, we're going to have a cloudy day tomorrow. Again, very little sun this weekend. If we do get it, it will be this afternoon briefly. And then that we're going to have the developing precipitation, a mixed bag in the afternoon. So if you have plans tomorrow and you don't want to deal with precipitation, I do it in the morning. The rain will pick up in intensity. I do expect a cold, rotten rain developing. Again, a little bit of sleet and snow perhaps right at the start. And then we're going to get into rain changing to snow situations Sunday night. Now, the big question is, when does the changeover take place? A better chance of it taking place earlier the further north you go, say up just west of Boston. In the greater Attleboro, Providence area, Fall River, Woonsocket, Taunton, probably sometime in the middle of the night. Once it does take place, the snow could come down very heavy. We're going to have increasing winds. The storm is going to intensify into a real gale of a storm. Our good friends up in Maine, where I used to work, up in Portland, they're going to get possibly 2 feet of snow. Yeah, 2 feet of snow. Now, if I had to say roughly right now in the Attleboro area, I think we have another tag on of by the time it winds down in terms of the snow, an average of maybe 4 or 5 inches of new snow by Monday morning. Can you believe that? So we're going to continue this issue of the snowbanks getting higher and higher. The other issue Monday, strong northwest winds as that storm intensifies. We're likely to see power outages, especially the snow initially going wet and the wind increasing. That's a bad recipe for power outages. I know a few places, including right here in Mansfield, we had a 2-minute power outage the other day, but winds could gust to 55 miles an hour on Monday as skies gradually begin to clear. So that could be an issue as well. Power outages with the heavy snow around. Again, not a blockbuster in terms of the snow amounts, but once we get those strong winds on Monday, that could be the issue of winds 35 to 55 miles an hour in gusts. Then on Tuesday, Elaine, again, Valentine's Day. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-30s. How about that?
Wow, that's impressive.
A lovely day. It's going to be a lovely day.
When's it melting again?
What?
When's the snow melting again?
No time soon. I mean, there'll be a little bit of minor melting, probably on Valentine's Day, because now that the sun is getting a little stronger, when the sun does come out, we'll see a little bit of that. But mid-30s, I mean, so it's not going to be much melting. Now, get this. After Valentine's Day, another threat at snow and or snow and rain and strong winds possible on Wednesday, continuing into Thursday. So we squeeze one reasonable day in. That's Valentine's Day.
Wow, that sounds like it's a mixed bag of snow and rain and sun and, oh, my God. But we still have a lot of winter left over. So
oh, yeah.
There's a lot of storms coming in.
Yep. I mean, again, it's the 11th of February. I mean, you know, we've had storms into, obviously, April and even into May. We've talked about that in the past. But, again, and how about this, Elaine? I talked about this last week with you. The name of the full moon, which officially was yesterday. Remember the name of the full moon?
It was spectacular. Matter of fact, when I was driving home, I was actually trying to take pictures of it. It was so, it just seemed so fantastically huge. I would say the winter moon.
That's a good guess. The full snow. Well, that's a good guess. The full snow moon. Snow moon. Can you believe it?
Wow. The snow moon. There actually is a snow moon.
February is typically our snowiest month. In fact, this week, the first 2 weeks of February are when we, on average, have our biggest snowfalls throughout most winters. And so we're right on cue for that. So that's a good thing for snow lovers, skiers, kids tobogganing or sledding or what have you. It's a good thing now. Now, still, the ice is still a little suspicious on some of the bigger ponds and lakes. Still not the best for ice fishermen, but at least much of the smaller ponds now have snow on top, and therefore you can generally walk on it. You don't walk right down with a foot of snow on the ice. You don't usually walk right down to the ice on the bottom of your foot. So right now it's fairly good to be walking around, at least fairly safe to be walking around on ponds and lakes, as long as they're not too big.
Right, right.
And by the way, and I'll end on this, Elaine.
Yes.
And again, as I said, the day after Valentine's Day, a chance of precipitation, some possible big storm around the 23rd, so keep that in mind. So we're not out of this yet. We're just beginning, really. Again, not necessarily all snow. March 12th, a month from tomorrow. You know what takes place then? Two things take place then.
March 12th, I would have to say that's getting close to daylight saving times again.
Ring that bell. Ring it.
That's really? It. Oh, my
yes.
God.
1 month from tomorrow, March 12th, Sunday, we go back to daylight savings time. Of course, we'll talk about that in the past. Should we keep it all year? Blah, blah, blah. But just to let you know, you're 1 month from tomorrow, and it's also the full worm moon that day.
Really?
Yeah,
when it starts
to get warm, yeah. You remember, when it gets warmed, usually in March on a few days, all of a sudden you see a ton of little worms all over the place.
I have not noticed that.
They come up out of the ground, and you sometimes will see them, like, on pavements even.
Really?
But that's why it's called, yeah, if you look it up or Google, you can find out. But, yeah, the worms come out, and that's why the full moon in March. Not always every year it's the full worm, but this year it will be. So the day we have the full moon in March, next month, 1 month from tomorrow, is also the day we go back to daylight savings. So we only have a month to go of Eastern Standard Time.
But we are accumulating sunlight each and every week.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah. In the afternoon especially, we've gained, I think the sunset today, even though we're not going to see a lot of sun over the next few days, sunset is about 5:13, I think. So that is almost exactly 1 hour more daylight than back in December when the sun was setting at 4:13.
Wow, that is great. I love this time of year because I love coming out and it's still light out.
It's a great time of year, I always say, because as I've said before, November and December are my two worst months of the year. Not the holidays, but because of the way the weather is. It's cloudiest time of the year, November and December. January and February especially, even though, yeah, we get more snow usually, you also get sunny breaks in between. And also the psychological thing is the days are getting longer. So you can put up with a storm better in February than you can in December when it's really gloomy.
Right. Wow. That is amazing. Amazing weather. Listen, while I have you on the phone, I'm going to email you because we're going to do a taping this Wednesday at 6 o'clock here in the studio, Wednesday at 6 p.m. And I'll talk to you more about the logistics, but the 18th, we're not going to have a show. We're going to do a pre-recorded show.
Okay, yeah, let me know, and I'll take a look at it.
All right, I appreciate that very much. I appreciate you as well. So thanks, Jim. It looks like a mixed bag of tricks again, and just stay in and stay warm. Holy
moly. Yeah, real, a lot of everything in this next one coming up. I would say in terms of snowfall, I end on this, it's more snow than we had this morning, but less snow than we had the other day.
Gotcha. All right. Well, listen, you have a good, safe driving week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Elaine, thanks.
Thank you. Bye. All right, there goes Jim Corbin. Wow, what a mixed bag of tricks we're going to have. We got to take a quick break real quick, and we'll be right back after a few more messages if we can do that. If not, I'll be back sooner than later.
Tender, love me sweet, never let me go.
Sturdy Memorial Hospital is offering a free new moms group for women with babies between the ages of 2 weeks and 12 months. Participants have the opportunity to talk about their growing babies, discuss concerns and expectations, and learn different tips from mothers in the group. The group meets every Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. in the Michael J. Poisson Education Center, located near the main lobby of the hospital. For more information or to register, you can call Nursing Administration at 508-236-7151.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi, this is Bob Giammarco of Sentinel Safe Floors in North Attleboro. Slip and falls are the number one cause of accidents in hotels, restaurants, and public buildings, resulting in over $70 billion in annual medical costs and compensation, and leaving over 300,000 people with disabling injuries every year. Servicing both residential and business clients, Sentinel Safe Floors uses nano-grip technology to protect your loved ones, guests, and employees by making floors slip-resistant and safe. To learn more, please visit our website at www.sentinelsafefloors.com. We don't install floors, we make them safer.
Good morning, everyone, and you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our telephone number is 508-222-1320. We're on our last break. We're going to be closing up soon, but wanted to wrap up our show, and yikes, it's going to be a mixed bag of tricks out there. Oh, geez, cold, damp, rain, snow, it's like a bad movie. I don't know. Listen, there are a couple of things I wanted to get in before we close today. Really two great fundraising events, and I'm all about that. One is coming up on the 18th. It's a Foxborough, actually, Lions Club. It's having a music fest at Showcase Live at Patriot Place. And it's going to feature Danny Klein, who's one of the founders of the Jay Giles Band, in his Full House. And it's hosted by Michael Pettit. And all proceeds benefit the Perkins School of the Blind and Autism Speaks. Now, it's $20 in advance or $25 at the door. Now, you can go online with the Showcase Live, and under events, you'll be able to buy your ticket. It's general admission, and you can sit anywhere. So it starts at 6. I would recommend getting there around 5:30 or so, just so you'll be able to get a good seat. And the show is going to be really fantastic. There's going to have kids from the Rock and Roll Academy down the street here. There's going to be other performers. There's going to be a lot of fun and entertainment. So that's the Foxborough Lions Music Fest, February 18th at 6 p.m. And I'll be interviewing Danny Klein in studio next Saturday. It will play. But I'm, as you heard with my conversation with Jim Corbin. I'll be pre-recording that on Wednesday evening. So Foxborough Lions Music Fest, February 18th at 6 p.m. at Showcase Live at Patriot Place in Foxborough. So it should be a really great show. After that, there is another benefit that I wanted to mention, and I had Jack Sedale and George Leonard on, and it's a community talent show, and it's February 24th at 6 p.m. at the Bristol County Lodge, and Bristol Lodge in North Attleboro downtown, and it's a fundraising event for On Common Ground, and which is a mentoring program, and featuring host, of course, George, as we call him, Georgie Porgy Leonard, who is Attleboro High School senior, and so he is famous and a friend of mine, and he has so many CDs and records, and he was performing in the 60s and 70s and from the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. He's just a phenomenal, humble man and just a phenomenal, phenomenal person. So check this out and support On Common Ground, would you? And that's February 24th at 6 p.m. at the Bristol Lodge in North Attleboro. It's right downtown. And tickets are only $40, which includes a great chicken dinner and the show. And they have, what I understand, a silent auction and a regular auction. So check that out again. And if you need tickets, information, the number is 508-226-0801. Whew, I did that without any glasses on. Oh my gosh. Anyway, I know we were having a little bit of fun about Love Is in the Air, and we were playing love music and things like that. And just remember, just be yourself, you know, and the littlest things has the biggest impact. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you can text people all you want, but it's the communication of a face-to-face that is more important. And do the simple things like a card or something like that that is hand-done. Put some effort into it. You don't have to spend $100 on roses and everything, even though that's what the pressure out there is saying, buy roses, buy jewelry, buy this or that. If a woman is a woman, a real woman, a woman of stature, she would definitely, definitely appreciate just the simplest things. And like I said, even a cup of coffee in the morning, bring her a cup of coffee in the morning in bed. That'd be so interesting, so unexpected, but such a gentle, kind gesture, a loving gesture. So treat the ones that you love with love on that day and every day. So anyway, going out, I'd like to thank Mike Catanzaro and Jim Corbin. Mike, you keep me on time and notify me when we have a little bit of a glitch, but hey, we just picked it up and went and moved on. And Jim Corbin, thanks a million for getting up every Saturday and supporting our show. I couldn't have done the show without you, boy, you guys. And Dominic Couture will be back on Monday. He's on live Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. Our show Out and About with Elaine is on Saturday mornings from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., followed by Dave Kane on 9 to noon. So, you know, I know that we have all these wonderful things, and just remember, and Dave has this at the end of his show, and it's really, really true. You know, in the end, it's the love you take is equal to the love you make. So have a great week out there. Thanks for listening to Out and About in WARA 1320. And I really, really appreciate you listening to our show, Out and About with Elaine. And meet me back here next week for another great show. And have a fantastic week. And happy Valentine's Day to each and every one of you.
She